This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. More than a month into the coronavirus outbreak, testing is still limited because of a lack of supplies. Scott Bookman of the State Health Department says inadequate testing obscures the true extent of COVID-19 in Colorado.
But again, we are always looking at the trends to understand what direction things are heading, looking at total case counts, looking at the number of deaths that are reported, looking at hospitalizations. And we really look for the trends more than the individual numbers.
Bookman says there's enough data to predict the disease will peak in May later than previously thought, thanks to successful social distancing. Denver Health Medical Center says certain neighborhoods in the city are among the hardest hit by COVID-19. Here's Denverite Esteban Hernandez.
In total in Denver, there have been more than 750 cases of coronavirus and more than 30 deaths. The neighborhoods seeing some of the highest rates of infections are some of the poorest in the city, with higher numbers of Latino and Black residents. A national analysis suggests that more Black Americans are dying from COVID-19 than any other racial groups, and some local lawmakers want better data from the state to investigate if this is the case in Colorado. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
More than 46,000 filed for initial unemployment benefits in Colorado last week. The State Labor Department says the number of claims since the economic shutdown began is just over 127,000, with hotels and restaurant workers hit hard by the outbreak. You're listening to CPR News.